joke which started the whole world crying. Oh, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no. And I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
This afternoon's news, Yugoslavia blocks the return of Kosovo Albanians from France, and NATO fears a Yugoslav army blitz in Kosovo in the next 2 weeks. The Kosovo Albanian delegation from the Rambouillet Peace Conference has still not returned to Kosovo because Yugoslav authorities have refused them permission to land in Pristina, according to a delegation member quoted by Reuters today. The unidentified member of the delegation said that the team had been told they would be able to return to Yugoslavia tomorrow. Reuters reports that about 30 people, including the delegation and its support staff, had planned to return to Pristina today, but would now spend another night in Rambouillet. Yugoslavia could be planning to use the two-week adjournment of the Kosovo Peace Conference for a military push in Kosovo, according to a senior NATO military official quoted by Reuters today. The unnamed official said that NATO was greatly concerned by a very substantial build-up of Serb forces. The Yugoslav army has moved troops into northern Kosovo and central Serbia in the past few days. Troop movements have also been reported in the area of the Macedonian border. The first contingent of British NATO troops arrived in Greece today, according to BETA. The 158 soldiers from the logistics unit will prepare for the arrival of the British warship, the Sea Centurion, in Thessaloniki tomorrow. 15 RAF warplanes have also been restationed in Greece since February the 18th. A French warship is also expected to arrive in Thessaloniki today to form part of the contingent of 25 vessels intended to transport NATO troops for possible intervention in Kosovo. Greek television reports today that NATO has decided to turn Thessaloniki into a strategic base for the southern Balkans and for the establishment of permanent military installations for the support of NATO operations related to Kosovo. U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright spoke to UÇK political leader Adem Demaci for half an hour by telephone yesterday, according to Albanian language Prishtina Daily Kohaditore. According to the report, both agreed that the two-week adjournment of peace negotiations was a positive move. Demaci and Albright also agreed that negotiations must resume under different circumstances to allow a better analysis of all matters related to the agreement. This, they said, would facilitate the establishment of long-term peace in the Balkans. Kosovo-Albanian delegates from the Kosovo Peace Conference will form a provisional government to be led by a member of the UÇK, according to the UÇK's news agency today. Kosovo Press reports that the delegation members decided yesterday that the government would administer the province until elections could be held. The deal was struck between the UÇK, the Democratic League of Kosovo, and the United Democratic Movement. All three organizations will have equal representation in the government, and the UÇK, by mutual agreement, will nominate a prime minister. The next news in English from Radio B92 will be at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92. English.
Ko drži ovaj grad, pioniri. A vi nemate pojma. Ko drži ovu zemlju, pioniri, a vi nemate pojma. Ko drži ovu planetu, pioniri, a vi nemate pojma. Pa vi dosta toga ne znate za svoju zvrst.
B, B, 9, 2, 2.
Što je iza nas, ono što jeste i ono što nam možda preostaje. In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Dobro večer. Slušate emisiju Index Plus na radiju B92. Posle 17 dana života u neizvesnosti, pregovori u Rambujeu su delimično završeni i konačno možemo da odahnemo. Neće biti bombardovanja bar do 15. marta, kada valja ponovo uzeti dah i stisnuti pesnice. Tim povodom u današnjoj emisiji o svom viđenju parcijalnog završetka pregovora i o onome što nam možda sledi, govore novinari Gordana Suša, Olja Bečković i spoljnopolitički komentator Dušan Mitja. U teškim trenucima iščekivanja ishoda pregovora u Rambujeu pitali smo našu poznatu proročicu Kleopatru kako će se ti pregovori završiti i čućete šta je ona prorekla. I na Filološkom fakultetu održana je još jedna sednica nastavno-naučnog veća, bolje reći još jedna runda pregovora između profesora i dekana ovog fakulteta. O tome i o budućnosti Filološkog fakulteta govore obe navedene strane. Dakle, pregovori ostaju najčešći oblik rešavanja sukoba na svim nivoima. Nadamo se da će se taj trend nastaviti.
B92 Index Plus.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams. It's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game, with a big fat aim, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door, with a poor, 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 there ain't no man can replace. We love our love, different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes it slow, but not
baby's extra large. Well, I'm in charge. I can't work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot. The anorexic chicks, the model sex, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. We love our loves in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time, sex is told. I bought a calendar, and every month I'm taken up by the love of man. We love our loves in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. The lies, time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, save me tonight.
You're listening to
Index Plus.
Coming up next,
Index Plus.
Sedamnaest dana srpska delegacija i delegacija kosovskih Albanaca pregovarala su u Rambujeu. Zaključak tih pregovora, reklo bi se, ne postoji. Ništa nije potpisano, a tekst sporazuma, ako postoji, nije objavljen. Zna se da su obe delegacije u načelu prihvatile sporazum o širokoj autonomiji Kosova. Delegacije su se vratile kućama da bi se konsultovala sa stručnjacima i ponovo će se sastati u Francuskoj 15. marta. Predsjednik Srbije Milan Milutinović sinoć je ponovo odbacio mogućnost dolaska stranih vojnih snaga radi sprovođenja sporazuma o Kosovu, čak i ako bi te snage predstavljale kombinaciju NATO-a i ruskih vojnika, dok su kosovski Albanci ostali pri tome da insistiraju na skorom raspoređivanju NATO trupa na Kosovu. Istovremeno, šef delegacije vlade Srbije na pregovorima o Kosovu, Ratko Marković, izjavio je da sastanak u Rambujeu nije dao rezultate. Da li je moguće da smo, pored sve pažnje koju smo poklonili ovim pregovorima, ipak nešto propustili? Zato smo za mišljenje o ovom raspletu situacije pitali nekoliko beogradskih novinara. Evo šta nam je rekla Olja Bečković.
Ja sam gledala upravo dnevnik RTS-a, pa sam saznala da se radi o nadmoći principijelne politike, tako da se osjećam veoma ponosno. Ništa nisam razumela o čemu se radi i kako smo to pobedili. Verujem da ću imati prilike u narednih 15 dana spavnja da to shvatim. Vidim da je sve veoma uzbudljivo, vidim da se voditeljka dnevnika dekoltirala više nego inače, te mislim da će najuzbudljivije narednih 15 dana biti pratiti koliko će taj dekolte da raste. Verujem da iz toga nešto može da se čita šta se ovdje dešava.
Šta možemo da očekujemo za 15. dana?
Pa ja prosto mislim da smo taj film gledali već nekoliko puta i očekujem da ovaj trijumf koji sad gledamo i koji pretpostavljam da ćemo tek gledati narednih 15 dana da se završava time da ćemo dati sve što nam traže i kao što je uvek i bilo. To znači da nećemo biti bombardovani ako